What is missing that in spite of everything, you get nothing? You get nothing of what you really want. Everyone tells you to be productive. Get up at the crack of dawn or before, and work, work, work. And many do, getting a diabetes diagnosis, or dropping dead, or having to introduce themselves to their kids at their graduation or they would not recognize them. But maybe that is not the purpose of life. Maybe the purpose of life is really to live a life you love and you live it powerfully. I myself used to brag about the number of hours I work. But it would be more like the number of hours I was supposed to work. And not have any fun. So some time ago, it was gradual, so I cannot tell when it actually became this way, I started to get all my work done and then have a lot of time to waste, a lot of time to read, watch movies, or Netflix, or just sit and experiment. Everyone wants a different result in life. Most want more money so they can have more fun, but they never get to it. Others want fame and fortune, but unfortunately that is not as satisfying as it looks in your imagination or on famous people. I have pondered this question over the Thanksgiving holiday. I pondered the question, what is the result I want? What is towards what I drive? To what end? I have never found a more revealing and useful question in my whole life. To what end are you doing this, or planning to do this? More often than not, what you do and the to what end don't meet. They are like two parallel lines that will never meet. The action doesn't cause the end. Why wouldn't you set actions that would? Beats me. It is a special talent to find actions, because the actions seem outlandish, off the cuff, unrelated, and often stupid. Counterintuitive. Which is an oxymoron of an expression. What it means, disregard the words, is that people don't think it can work. When I was in Landmark for 26 years, my advantage over other people, most American-born. My advantage was that I didn't bring intuition to the assignments, or really to anything. I was like a one-year-old being spoon-fed by some mother. Mother says, open wide. Spoon, swallow. And so it went for 26 years. I never argued, I never said, nah, that's stupid. I never said, oh, they just want me to do their selling. I opened wide and swallowed. No resistance. I got the results I got not from the courses, the workshops, the programs, the seminars. I got the results from the homework. Or the special assignment. Or from volunteering. They called them, if I remember correctly, assignments. But as far as I am concerned, they could have called it anything, to me it was the gold. I learned going deep in the rabbit hole at age 9 from a book I won at a competition. I learned everything outside of those classes. From what I did, not from what they did, showed, told. The Jewish thinking is that only what you can take with you is yours. What they said wasn't mine. What I did with it, through homework, was mine, and I could take it with me. My activities are aimed at going ever deeper into the nature of Homo sapiens. To what end? To find the loose thread that will make this whole ball of yarn resolve itself into getting back on the path to become human being. It's joyful because every time I find a loose thread looking phenomena, I am happy. I am full of hope. And then I test it and discover that there is something even deeper. So I die for it. And I am happy again. And so it's been going for 11 years, going on 12. I am a lot like the hamster that used the two walls to climb to the top of the wardrobe. How is that? The hamster uses both smooth vertical surfaces to climb. If it were just the one, it would not be able to climb. The same way in causing your own growth, your own transformation, your own elevation of the mind, you use what the assignment says to do, and the to what end that more often than not they assume that you know. And more often than not you don't. In Landmark, people made it up in their mind that Landmark wanted them to do their selling. So that was their to what end? And F. That and the horse it rode in on. In the 67 steps, which was my main teaching tool for a few years, people decided that the to what end was 1. To get through the steps and check them off their total list 2. To learn what Ty says. Instead of having what I suggested they had as a to what end? That they enlarge their world so they can grow. None of them did that. And none of them grew. Why? I think the reason is the immense human arrogance. That says, I know. You know everything, and yet your results show that whatever you know is not worth knowing. And education doesn't make a difference. Educated and uneducated behaves the same I know the arrogant way. You think you know what stupid is, but you never see that 99% of what you do is stupid. And stupid as stupid does. You think you know what knowledge is, but when I ask you, you have none. None that is useful. None that would take you to what you want. A life you love and live it powerfully. Landmark and I are having the same result. No transformation. Or not much. Why? Because you think you know. You set up projects and then get too close to them. You are like a hamster who wants to get to the top of the wardrobe with just one wall. Stupid. You set up to create this, or you set up to do that, or you set up to change your diet, energize your water, start a new business, write a blog, publish a book. And you forget that the to what end? Needs to be beyond, different, bigger, etc. It needs to be the other wall. One wall is what you are actually doing. The other wall is the context. In other words, the to what end? And if you are intelligent enough, you get that enlarging your world so you can grow is the best to what end? You can have. Ever. Because in a bigger world growth is enforced, it is automatic, it is natural. You behave like Eddie Murphy in the 1983 fun movie, Trading Places. When he is told, this will be your house, this is your house. He doesn't get it. He starts stealing from himself. He didn't get that he now can live his life in a bigger space, and grow into it. Eventually he does. But you don't. You never get it. Even when by the grace of God you manage to enlarge your world, you still fill it with the behaviors of smaller worlds so you can't grow. Any and all project can work to enlarge your world so you can grow. It is only a matter of context. It's not the project that does it. It is you. I have to do a lot of mundane, meaningless stuff as my own webmaster. And guess what? Every single thing I have to do is a project that grows the space I live it. How? I bring that context to it. This is a useful project to take me to my to what end? Grow my space and learn more about the human condition so I can go deeper. Because if I manage to document what I found, it can become something that can survive me. And if at any point someone with comparable ambition and attitude is willing to take up the thread of yarn, I won't have lived in vain. My work is energy-assisted transformation from your point of view. I use energies to ease your emotions so you can do life better. I use energies to activate and active spiritual, DNA, capacities. I have come to a conclusion that all that work is largely wasted on you unless. Unless what, Sophie? Unless the context shifts. Your context. Context is an opening, a frame, through which you relate to the content. I.e. what you see, what you do, what you say, what you read. Everything. And if your context for the work I do is not growth, growing so you can have what you want to have, then the capacities, genes I turn on, will turn off. No matter how many times you do the required actions, if the context is I have to do this darn thing, or I want to please Sophie, or any other survival type context, or homework type context that you have had. Forever. Maybe even that it's an inconvenience. You need to have an invented context, or my work won't work on you. So we could say that the most important work you can ever do is get good at creating contexts, and then get amazing at sticking with them. You can do all the right things inside that frame that you unconsciously have, your context, and none of the results will be forthcoming. Context is decisive. So decisive that even the best intentions won't take you to what you want. In a context that is not favorable to that result. When people want more money, they unconsciously want a life of ease, fun, love, freedom. When people want fame, they want to feel significant, they want to feel that they matter. When people want love, they really want to feel that they are not a mistake, not an accident, that they are rightfully alive. When people force their children to do their bidding, they simply want to be worthwhile. But when you forget why you want with what you to work towards, the to what end of it, you may accomplish the first part, but not the second, and it is a hollow victory. It leaves you high and dry. I know a lot of published authors. A lot of business successes, even actors. And they feel hollow inside. Because what they accomplished didn't give them what they wanted. Really. Because what you want, really, is in the context. The context that you forget and get busy with the content. You need training and possibly a lot of it. Because ultimately without this training you are screwed royally. Yes. You are. To make it easier for you. Until Monday midnight you can use the 50% off coupon code Friday both for the live course and for the recordings of the older courses. A coupon code can shift the context. It can signify that I really want you to get this program, because your life depends on it. Huh? Yeah. Instead of how you normally have it, Sophie wants to make more money from me. Because that has been your context, right? Learn to create a context live. Go to www.yourvibe.me/contextlive. Life will never be the same again.